bear hugs. That's what he gives bears. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Doc.
That's right, kiddies. Time for a little fish talk. We call him the Doc here at Outdoor Journal, but his name is Gord Peiser. He is the award-winning columnist with Outdoor Canada Magazine. He's the fishing editor, in fact, for that fine publication that deals with fishing, hunting, and outdoors coast to coast to coast in this country. If you don't have a copy of it right now in your home, well, shame on you. Go to outdoorcanada.ca and change that, would you? Morning, Doc. How you doing?
Well, kind of good, Ange.
Talk to me.
Had a bad day on the water, probably.
You know, Thursday night, yes. I get a call from my grandson after school. Hubby, I come by the house. We sneak out for 3 hours before dark, go musky fishing.
Perfect.
And I thought, absolutely, that's what a great idea. And it was pouring rain by the time we launched. Windy. I guarantee we were the only boat out. I saw the biggest muskie I have ever seen in my life. I won the Molson Big Fish Contest the last 3 years. It was run in Ontario, released the biggest fish in the province.
Yeah.
This was significantly bigger, had its nose 2 inches behind my bait, and I swear this is the truth. When I looked over the side of the boat and I saw it, Ange, I honestly thought it was a deadhead floating just under the surface.
Oh, you're killing me.
Do you feel good or do you feel bad? I don't know what to do.
And, you know, it's funny, eh? People listening that have never experienced that don't realize how painful it is. That, something like that will stay with you. It's not going to go away, Gord. You know that. It's going to stay with you and haunt you for some time.
The rest of my life, I was yelling at the fish. I tried to go into a figure eight, and it wouldn't follow. And it was the biggest muskie I have ever seen in my life. And my personal best, actually. Now, I know it didn't weigh this, but on the length weight conversion stuff, it was 57 pounds. This fish was bigger. This was bigger.
Really? So you're thinking this was a bona fide 60 pounder?
It was a bona fide in the 50 to 60 range.
Wow. Wow. Chris King was just on the program a little while ago, and he just had a very similar experience on the French River with a muskie. And he described it, I never heard it put this way, it's fantastic. He said, it looked like a sunken sports bell canoe.
I said to Liam as well, if people knew those fish were swimming, in a lot of people wouldn't go swimming on the beaches anymore.
No, for sure.
Hard to believe. Looked, honest truth, it looked like a great white shark under there. And I was using a musky size lure. I had a good size bait on, and it made my bait look like a jig and a minnow.
We were
supposed to go hunting today. Guess where we're going? We're going fishing.
Musky fish, I don't blame it. Talk to me about the fall turnover on water. It's pretty much where we should be pretty much on it now, should we not?
Right in the middle, Ange. In fact, on Thursday night, we were 59 degrees. So that means it's pretty consistent now, top to bottom, in terms of temperature. And this is nature's way of, with the wind, oxygen gets re-put into the water, re-established at the surface. And then with wind and wave action, it turns over. So plus there's the whole gravitational drop. Water's densest at 40 degrees, so as it cools each morning, each night, it starts to drop down through the water column. But we're right in the middle of it, and, you know, that means you can go anywhere. You can literally right now find walleyes. You can find them in 42 feet of water, and you can find them in 14 feet. Same with smallmouth, muskies, lake trout. They can go where they want to go right now because the lake's virtually the same temperature everywhere.
And that's why fall fishing is so good for most folks, right? Not only do the fish have a totally open field to play on, but they also realize that winter is coming and it's time to eat. So it is the cornucopia of fishing this time of year.
It really is, Ange. The other thing, though, and some folks will listen to us right now and say, you know what, I've had some pretty tough fishing the last few. This is the time of year you really have to keep moving, because the one thing they also do in the fall, they bunch up in big numbers. So in the summer, you might go on to 5 or 6 reefs and find maybe a school of walleye on every one of them. You won't find that today. What you will find are 1 or 2 reefs, and they'll hold all the fish. So you can't just go to one spot and say, I'm going to camp here for the day, or another spot, and I'm going to camp there. Keep moving. But when you find them, exactly what you said, Ange, they're feeding up big time.
And hopefully with that kind of information, folks won't have terrible days like you had a few weeks ago where you only caught 34 walleye in a day. You know, God, that would be just awful.
Oh, it is.
My friend, I'm heading down to the East Coast to do some striper bass fishing on Monday.
Much fun at the Miramichi, eh?
No, totally different.
Oh, this is St. John's River?
No, in the ocean in the Bay of Fundy.
Wow.
They are schooled up on these reefs, and I guess just by the thousands, big fish, 30s, 35s, and Pete and I, and Nick, actually, I'm bringing my grandson down with us. We're going to go down and shoot some Fish in Canada stuff on those reefs. It's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good for you. Those are so much. Those things fight so hard.
Oh, it's crazy. But the best part is my first outing in 2 months. I'm finally not grounded.
Good for you, Ange.
All right, brother. I'll let you know all about it when we get back.
I'm looking forward to that. Have fun.
Okay, pal. Gord Peiser, Outdoor Canada Magazine, outdoorcanada.ca. You can follow him. He's a prolific blogger. He's everywhere, as they say. That are it, folks. I'm off. I'll be back next Saturday to tell you about my adventures in Eastern Canada on behalf of the entire Outdoor Journal team. Stephen Labadie behind the glass. John Winters, who will be back next week. Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis at the Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. Talk to you next Saturday.